May I have your attention, please? Gentlemen. Thank you, Maryland and Virginia. Appreciate it. Good morning. I'd like to start off our meeting by asking for the committee approval of the agenda and the minutes. Have you had a chance to review that? Does anyone have any suggestions or change, committee members only, any suggestions or changes to the agenda?
Mr. Chair, I'll put a motion for approval of the minutes and the agenda.
Oh. Those in favor say aye. Aye. It's just the three of us. All right. Okay. The approval of the minutes of May the 11th, 20. That's the agenda. You move both? I'm sorry, I'm not paying attention. Okay, great. All right. So where do we go from here? Could I get a motion? Yeah. Okay, we have two items on the agenda for today. The first item is to make revisions to the board bylaws. These proposed governance changes better align the board's structure and activities with its strategic priorities and include changes to our committee structure. These changes also promote efficiency and effectiveness by streamlining the focus of the committees to improve workflow. The second item that we have on the agenda here is the nomination of officers for FY 2018. The board proposes to align its annual organizational meeting and officers' elections with Metro's fiscal year, which runs from July 1 to June 30th, meaning that we will conduct the FY 2018 officer election at our July 27th board meeting. At this point, I'm going to turn this over to our general counsel to walk through the proposed changes to the board's bylaws. Patty.
Thank you very much, Mr. Price. As Mr. Price said, these changes to the bylaws are intended to improve governance and update Metro's mission and visions. I will not read each of the changes verbatim, but just take you through the sections that were changed. So Article 1 is changed again to just update the mission and vision. Article 3 are changes to the standing committee. The board will now have five standing committees. It's the Executive Committee, the Finance and Budget Committee, the Safety and Service Delivery Committee, Business Oversight Committee, and the Capital and Strategic Planning. Okay. The Executive Committee, there was a minor change to align that the Executive Committee will have primary responsibility for recommending to the board a candidate for the General Manager, Secretary, and Inspector General, and also to conduct performance review of each of these officers. The substantive changes to the now new five standing committees align with the board's strategic vision. Do you want me to take you through the makeup of these committees, or do you want me to review the documents? All right. So the compositions of the committees have changed a little bit, so now each committee shall have at least four members, with the exception of the executive committee, which shall consist of the board chair, the board vice chair, committee chairs, and such additional members to require to include a member from each signatory and federal government. And we've also eliminated the position of the board second vice chair. That's the majority of all the changes. Any questions?
Second those for discussion.
Yes, thank you, Chair Price. From my perspective, I think that the spirit of the changes in the bylaws in response specifically to the committees, is coming from a good place. I think it bodes well for us to always look at our governance and make sure that we are more efficient and we're spending time where we need to spend time doing the business of Metro. However, I feel that the implementation of the spirit is something that I cannot support. I believe that the process of the implementation was not something that really took into account a full breadth conversation with all of the jurisdictions and how they might be affected by some of these changes. And as such, I cannot stand behind the proposal as a whole.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I support what we're proposing here. I mean, we've been discussing this for some time now, particularly at the retreat. I think in earnest we sort of set ourselves down this path. I think, as Ms. Harley said, the spirit of this and the intent really is to align the strategic cooperation and collaboration between the board and staff being much more proactive. As many people pointed out today, the parking discussion, I think, was a perfect example of that. I like the idea of putting more of a responsibility on the committees and making the board meetings a more substantive discussion for the principal members and for the public at large. Reducing the number of committees, I think, will help streamline things. And again, it more aligns with where Mr. Wiedefeld and I think where the board should go personally. And I think it would also, align, and then aligning the board year, the business year, with the fiscal year, I think is something we should do regardless of what happens. So those are some of the main reasons why I'm going to be supporting this.
Thank you.
Any
other opening the floor? Other members of the board?
Thank you. Let me say that I share Paul's view that the basic thrust of the final amendments are ones that I can support, reducing the number of committees and aligning the year with the fiscal year of the board, the July startup. However, the way that Jack would propose to implement those provisions, as intrepid members of the press have made public over the last couple of days, have made it clear to me that some further changes to the bylaws are needed to make them consistent with principles of governance that form the basis for the compact, as well as the traditions in the way this board has traditionally governed itself and carried out its responsibilities under the compact for many years. Those two major principles are that I think governance has to be shared among the four appointing authorities and their voting representatives in terms of committee chairmanships. And second, that governance is primarily a responsibility of the eight voting directors who are appointed by the district, Maryland, Virginia, and the federal government. And we don't provide for that clearly right now in the bylaws as the revisions that are proposed. We need to go further. I'd make one more point before I want to just list the changes that I would like to propound to the committee. The compact makes clear that the chair has to be one of the eight voting members. In order for us to determine as a board who should be the chair in successive elections and successive periods, I think it's very important that we see how our colleagues, the other seven, perform in responsible positions. And the responsible positions that we have before us are the chairmanship of the committees. And so I think that's why in the past the chairmanships of committees have been traditionally, historically, allotted to among the eight voting members so that as colleagues we can see if our colleagues in carrying out the responsibilities as committee chairs demonstrate the leadership and policy-making skills that would make them excellent candidates for chairmanship of the board in the future. So to restore those provisions, which Jack's proposals would conflict with and derogate, I would suggest that the following amendments should be included in your package of amendments. And if the chair doesn't want to entertain those amendments today, since I'm not a member and can't do it, I will be making those amendments in 2 weeks, should you go forward with this this guided proposal today. They are first to restore the position of the second.
Would you like to? Would you like to make those?
I can't. I'm not.
No. Would you like to make it at the board meeting, not here? Your amendment changes. They should be made at the board meeting.
They will be, and
okay,
I wish to give you notice of them now, so that if you, as a committee, wish to act on them yourself as a committee between now and in 2 weeks, you can do so. First,
as the chair, I would ask that you hold that for the board meeting.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I appreciate your concern.
As
a member of the board, I would like to, as a matter of personal privilege, state which amendments I will be making in 2 months so that my colleagues on the board can be thinking about them and consider them over the next 10 weeks. Now, unless you want to shut down discussion, Mr. Chairman, I would appreciate the opportunity to go forward as a matter of personal privilege.
Yes, I want to shut down the discussion, so I want to move on at this point.
Very good.
Any other further discussion?
I just wanted to say this particular set of bylaws changes, and I would certainly be willing to discuss changes to them, but this particular set of bylaws changes came out of a very good discussion that this board had at our retreat. And the big issue at the retreat, I think, was that the board felt the need to more direct the work of the committees by board members themselves. And there was a working group that the chair of the board pulled together to discuss various kinds of issues that we could do that are sort of presented in this set of bylaws changes. But I think there's a couple of things that I think are very important that I'd like to make a point of. One is that we have been moving. I've been on the board for 7 years, and during that time, we've been moving away from sort of jurisdictionally appointed leaders to people who are subject matter experts. And I think that that's what this effort is trying to do. And I respect my colleagues' concern that the leadership of the committees be spread among the jurisdictions. And certainly there's nothing in this set of bylaws changes that would prohibit that. And that might actually be a good policy for us to continue on. It used to be that the chair of the board alternated among the jurisdictions, and in, 8 years ago, we decided to stop doing that and to have the chair of the board go for 2 years instead of a one-year term, but also to be elected by the board and not simply appointed based on jurisdictional rotation. And I think since then, the board has been moving toward trying to utilize the skills, the expertise, the level of involvement and time that the various board members could bring to the table, rather than just simply appointing leadership based on jurisdictions. The other thing, and here I would disagree with my colleague, I think that the board is enhanced, the work of the board is enhanced by using the expertise of all the board members, not simply the voting directors. The notion that only voting directors should hold committee chairs is a fairly new idea. Up until 4 or 5 years ago, the committee chairs were as likely to be non-voting members as voting members. As a matter of fact, the chair of the board has been a non-voting member in the past. I believe the last non-voting member I remember who chaired the board as a whole was Betty Ann Hewitt from Prince George's County. A highly respected member of the Prince George's County community who served, I believe, might even have been 2 terms. Was she?
She has a point about O'Malley. She's
okay.
A voting member.
But
let me
all right, let's not get into that.
Just 1 second. Can we keep our comments very brief? Because I want to focus on the committee members. So
okay.
please.
But having been on the working group, I think I can bring.
Yeah,
to this
yeah. But I'm not looking for a historical
something,
review.
This is not. I want to make the point, if I may, Mr. Chair.
Just 1 second. I'm not looking for a historical review. Make your point so we can move on, please.
I would like to make the point that I think that the board is enhanced. The work of the board is enhanced by using the talents of all of the committee members, and I would not support restricting chairs to only voting members.
All right, thank you very much. Mr. Dorsey, please.
I'd just like to thank the governance committee and the work group who came up with this, because to refresh everyone's memory, we discussed this about three months ago and came up with a number of consensus items that the board wanted to employ in short order, primarily starting with organizing the board's year to the fiscal year, and then figuring out how to come up with committees that reflected our strategic priorities, and then having a very thoughtful approach to filling out committee membership as opposed to just, you know, plucking names based on other criteria. So I thought you all did a lot of work in a short amount of time, and I just wanted to take the time to say thanks. I think you reflected the consensus that we came up with. This is not, I'm not seeing anything new that we didn't several months ago kind of agreed was the near-term step forward for this board.
Thank you very much. We have a motion before, I'm sorry. You'll need one of the committee members to make that.
Part of the reason for that, I understand, is to try to screen the first part to make that. One of the committee members.
Yeah, one of the committee members.
Yeah, and that was one of the intentions, was to give everyone an assignment. And if the committees become more strategic and more proactive, and they become, you know, sort of these content experts or looking into it, having some expertise in these areas, then, you know, the real focus could then, because of the elevated, you know, workload that would potentially, you know, be there, and you
but
could get that, you know, spread throughout the jurisdictions.
That's fine, but you're leaving no leeway whatsoever.
Right,
that's my comment.
Okay.
There's no leeway whatsoever, and we could need expertise from a good person.
Jim, I think you can make those comments and amendments at the board meeting. Okay, at this point, yes. Oh, yes, sir. Please.
I know you want to be fast.
Quickly.
Yes. I just need a clarification on the composition of the finance and budget. It indicates here that there would be a coordination with the working group of the whole. My understanding coming out of the work group was that it would specify that would be a voting working group of the whole with regard to the budget. That's my understanding. This doesn't seem to read that way.
That wasn't.
Yes.
That
is what came out of the working group. What came out of the working group was that the votes on the budget, the final votes on the budget, would be taken up by the committee of the whole.
So
yes.
Okay. I mean, that was my understanding, but that's the understanding of the board.
So, Mr. Smedberg, particularly as an alternate, I would hope that you would, put that forward
I agree with what Ms. Potter said. That's my recollection as well.
Okay. But you're a member of this committee, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
So I would hope that you would amend this to put that language in to this.
Is that something that we want to bring back in 2 weeks, or do we want to do that?
I think that you should do it now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, fine.
Okay. You can do it now.
Make a motion.
I'll accept. Yeah. Go ahead. Make that motion that we include that the final vote on the budget would be the committee.
Is there a second? I'll second it. Those in favor, please say aye. Aye. Those opposed? Those abstain? Okay, abstention. Okay, very good. All right, at this point, we need a full vote on the motion. Those in favor of accepting these bylaw changes and amendments, please respond by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
No.
Okay. All right, motion carries. Thank you very much for the motion passing. FY 2018 officer nominations. Now that the revised bylaws have been approved, I would like to move the slate of board officers for FY 2018. I move the following individuals to serve as board officers for FY 2018. Jack Evans as chair, Katora Harley as the vice chair. May I get a second on that? This is all committees. Everyone gets a shot at this at the board meeting, so this is strictly for the committee. Those in favor, please say aye. Any discussion among the committee members? Just the committee members. Any discussion? Okay. There being none, I'd like to take the vote now. Those in favor, please say aye. Those in favor, please say aye. Aye. Those opposed? Okay. The motion passes. Thank you very much. Please raise it. I have the general counsel here, so we'll deal with that. All right. Thank you. It's over. The meeting's hereby adjourned.
Okay. Hold on, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Before you run off. In accordance with the bylaws, I, Jack Evans, request that the Board of Directors convene an executive session to discuss the following matters pursuant to Article 2, Paragraph 9, Subsection A, budgetary matters that may affect legal positions, WMATA contracts, or sensitive relationships with local jurisdictions of the federal government, and B, personnel or labor issues, including discussions of labor contracts and labor negotiations, consideration of interviews of candidates for employment, and the assignment, appointment, promotion, performance, demotion or resignation of individuals. I'd like to move this at this time. Is there a second? Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it.